time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Oh, it's Pick Six time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. But first, before we review, before we make our new picks, Chase, tell everybody where you're going to be tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, around 2:30, I am going to be at the Brew House West, which is on Charlotte Pike, right there by the Walmart. Come by and say hello, because we're going to have Ole Miss and Alabama on the TVs. You can also watch Cincinnati and Notre Dame, which is going to be good. Lots of games. Lots of games going on. So come by, say hello, Chaser's Tailgate, and there'll be beer specials and great food, all of those things. And like I said, you can say hi to me. It'll be a good time.
There you go. Enjoy some burr specials, some great food. Be some burr there.
Ready for a patty melt.
Bud Dupree has been ruled out by Mike Vrabel at the podium. We will see if he rules anybody else out here. But it's looking...
Well, John Glennon always asks.
Julio Jones and A.J. Brown also out, according to Mike Vrabel.
Okay, there we go.
So no Jones, no Brown, no Bud.
Is it going to be no problem? We'll see.
Well done.
And no Brett Kern, as we know, so the holders shake up all of that. So a lot of juggling here.
All right. By the way, this week's winner, Rolling Stones tickets, Nissan Stadium, next Saturday, October 9th.
Mm-hmm. Good prize.
Somebody just tweeted, Vrabel just ruled the whole team out. Not the whole team, but there are some key guys out.
No. Not that surprising.
Yeah, nobody should really surprise you on that list. It's been moving that way. So can they beat the Jets with a lot of key guys out? That's the challenge. I think they can, but now we're going to see if we can put it down. We're going to put it down on paper as Darren reveals the picks here in a few minutes. But first... Chase, what's the review?
Can I make an adjustment real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. Can I make it like before we get started?
Are you adjusting a question?
A lie. Just a lie.
Okay.
Is that cool?
That's fine. I mean, you're the commish.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm letting you guys know that I'm doing that.
You haven't laid the cards yet.
Well, is it the line of the game we're talking about?
Correct.
That has moved a lot? Yeah. It's jumped around? Down.
Laurel Murchison is also out, which is, again, I guess they haven't gotten around to ask everybody on the roster, but basically everybody that missed practice today has been ruled out one by one here.
Okay.
Ouch.
Chase, let's review.
All right. So with Elijah out, I am handling the review here this week. The first game was Tennessee at Florida, and Tennessee was getting 19.5. All of us took Tennessee. Willie even took the top shelf.
Oh, boy.
And they were covering the entire game.
That was rough.
The entire game.
That was rough. That's why you don't bet.
And Florida covers in the end. So, I mean, I think this fits with good teams win, great teams cover. Florida showed they were great, and they covered what we had as a 19.5. So, no points for any of us on that.
Boo.
We move on to the Colts at the Titans. The Titans laying 6.5. Darren takes the hometown team. Chase takes the hometown team. But Willie steadfast all week with the Colts. He did not waver, and he did not get a point because he took the Colts. Darren and I each with a point on that one. Derrick Henry, would he rush for 100 or more or 99 or less? If you took 99 or less, that was a two-pointer. Darren and Willie, they went for two. Stopped at the goal line by Derrick Henry because he said, no, I'm going to rush for 100 or more. And I believed I made that my top shelf. So I hit that one for 2 points.
I thought that was going to win. I really did.
I was wondering for it going in, but he made it a mission. Titan sacks, 3.5 or more. Or for 2 points, or B, 3 or less for just 1 point. I went I was looking like, hey, you know what? I have faith. They're going to have a big day. I was wrong. I went for two, and I got stopped at the goal line. Darren and Willie went with B. They each get a point there. Colt sacks. A, four or more for two. B, 3.5 or less for one. We all said B, and we all got a point. We all win. Then the Bucks at the Rams. The Rams getting 1.5. It was all Rams. We all go Rams. Darren says top shelf for that, and so he gets the extra point as the Rams win. So the points on the week, Darren with 5, Willie with 4, and Chase with 5. And that brings us to the standings as of now. Darren in the lead with 19. He has hit 3 top shelves on the year. Top shelves? Shelves? Willie with 16, only the 1 top shelf. And I have 13 with 2 top shelf hits.
Tight race. Yeah.
So it's tight to start things off.
Okay. All right, we're ready to get after it?
I am ready.
Let's get official.
Number one.
There we go. Let's get official. This is going to be the most college we've had this season because it's a really good schedule. All right, we brought this up with Alan Bell. It's going to be a good one in South Bend to kind of get the big games going tomorrow. Notre Dame hosting Cincinnati. We've got that game at a pick'em. That game will kick off at 1:30 on NBC. Willie, the Fighting Irish coming off a huge win in Wisconsin. Cincinnati, if they can find a way to win this, has a clear path to go undefeated the rest of the way. It's a pick'em. Who do you got?
I'll take Notre Dame. I think they'll find a way. It's going to be tight. It's going to go right down to the wire. I think it's going to be a great game.
I do too.
I'll take Notre Dame.
Chase.
Well, in honor of our fearless leader, Ryan Porth, who is going to be at the game, he's making his first trip to South Bend. He's very excited about it, but he's said he's going to be nervous the entire time, going with his brother-in-law. I will take his beloved Bearcats.
Okay. So I'll break the tie, and everybody just keeps doubting Notre Dame. So
I do.
You know what? They're at home. Everybody keeps, you know, it's a good win at Wisconsin. And they took over in the second half and dominated. So I don't know. I think it's going to be this is going to be 50-50, man. I really don't have a strong opinion one way or the other because I think it's going to be a great game, but I'll do a slight lean toward Notre Dame.
I like you that you said it as a pick'em too.
You know it's a big game because Ryan Porth is going night before. It's a yes. Night before kind of game.
Yes, he is leaving this afternoon.
Yep. So Pete Weber, that's for you, man. I took the Fighting Irish. Let's get the big voice.
Number two.
All right, Ole Miss and Alabama in Tuscaloosa, 2:30 CBS game. Crimson Tide favored by 14.5. The hook is intriguing with this matchup. Vince Ferrara came on earlier in the week and said, give me Ole Miss and the points. What say you? Willie.
I'm the leadoff man. I'll take Alabama. I am in a show-me state of mind.
Okay. Chase?
Hottie toddy. I will take Ole Miss.
All right. Both of you are split again. I will break the tie, and I'll take a chance on the Lane train. I didn't say he's going to win because we know no former assistant has beaten little Nicky. But I think those points just a little too much. I'll take Ole Miss in the points. May get burned on it, but I'm going to take Ole Miss. All right.
Number three.
Big one in Lexington. Florida and Kentucky. We know the record. Florida's 33-1 in the last 34 meetings. Florida has looked good. Kentucky's undefeated. Kentucky getting 7.5. This game will kick off at 5 o'clock on ESPN Our Time on Saturday. Kentucky getting 7.5. Chase.
Well, took them in silly underdogs. Not going to change now. Give me the Cats. I love the 7 and the hook. I just feel good about that. So
I'm going to ride with you. I'll take Kentucky in the points at home. I think the atmosphere will keep them in this game. And like Levis, I'll take the points. Willie.
I'm with you guys. I like Kentucky in the points. I don't know if they can win, but 7.5 is a good cushion for them. They are 1-33.
Just so you know, the line's come down. I think it was at 8.5 to start.
And now it's, well, it may be 7 in some places, but if you can get the hook, take the hook.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I just can think of a lot of really close games between the two. Kentucky hasn't won, but I feel like they're going to be in this game. I like that amount of points.
The current line is 7.5, by the way.
Okay.
All right.
Number 4.
Titans at Jets. Need the game total from the listeners. Jets getting 6.5. You've heard us giving you all the inactives already, players that will not be suiting up for the Titans. Jets getting 6.5. Chase, that's a noon kickoff on CBS.
Yeah, and this one has, it's been 7.5, 7, 6.5. We'll see what it continues to do before Sunday, but I will still take the Titans. Don't trust the Jets. Even with the guys out of the lineup for the Titans, I still think they go take care of business by a touchdown or more.
For some reason, I'm still taking the Titans. Yeah, I'm going to take them minus the 6.5. Willie.
I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think it's the last stand for the Jets. New coaching staff. There's a lot to prove. I think it's going to be a close game. I like the points for the Jets.
Okay.
And I'll worry about field goals and stuff with the, you know, different holder, different punter. There's just a lot of things here. I think they'll get it done, but I think it's going to be tight.
A lot of differences this week. All right, number 5. Titans defensive interception. So Titans on defense. Zach Wilson has been turning the ball over at an alarming rate. Titans really haven't been creating many turnovers. Is this the week? Over 1.5 picks of Zach Wilson, 2 points. Under 1.5, a point. I'll get things started. And I have really gone back and forth with this. I don't always grab the golden carrot. In fact, I usually go, you know, where you're going to get points. I've really gone back and forth, and I think right now I'm going to try it. I'm going to go over 1.5. I'm going to give it a try. Give it a whirl.
You're going for it.
I am. So give me a over 1.5. Willie.
He's averaging 2. You know, really, he's averaging more than 2. He's thrown 7. So I'm just going to say I'll take a shot at 2. If I'm getting double points, if he throws his average amount,
so we're
take
doing,
a shot at it.
We're
the
all
Titans
doing,
have, what, 1 interception on the year?
Yep.
That's correct.
So we're doing this. We're all holding up 2 because I'm going for 2.
Okay.
I mean, there could be a Hail Mary at the end of the half. They grab one. I mean, there's just I feel like they got a chance. They're due to get a bounce or something. A lot of ways they could get to.
Okay.
Number 6.
We know A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are now out of this game. We haven't done this one in a while. This one's just fill in the blank. The Titans leader in receptions. Who will lead the team in receptions? Just name that player, and if you win, you get 2 points. Now, could, like last week, the two leaders in receptions be 4, so it could be a tie. If you have one of those guys in a tie, then obviously you qualify and you're going to get the 2 points. So it doesn't matter if it ties, but if you can name who's going to lead them in receptions, whether it's a tie or standalone, you're going to get 2 points. So it's fill in the blank on this one. So with that being said, is Josh Reynolds going to, by the way, suit up and play? We're going to get a Firkser in there?
He says yes. Mike Vrabel says yes, Firkser will be active.
Well, you guys know how I feel about Firkser. I've been pretty consistent on this. I think Willie should be taking Westbrook-Ikhine on this as his answer. I'm going to stick with what I've been saying, and I'm going to go Anthony Firkser.
He also said, for the record, that they will consider activating Marcus Johnson. They will consider. Which means that he's healthy enough to be activated, it looks like.
All right, so Darren's Willie. Going with Ferk.
I'm going Ferks or Willie. Who do you got?
I think they're going to spread the ball around a lot. But I think maybe three guys could be tied with three. So I will take my shot at NWI.
You got to. I mean, I would have booed you if you didn't. I mean, you have to.
I'll back it up.
So during the game, I'm going to eat some Cheetos. Gonna snack on some Cheetos. You know what their mascot's name is? Chester. Give me Chester. Chester Rogers.
Okay.
We'll all be different.
He's been solid.
Tell you what.
He's been targeted more than anybody else. I was wondering if anybody would go with Derrick Henry.
I thought about it. I did think about it, but I'm going to say Chester.
I think that could be a good pick.
Especially if McNichols went in early today.
Well, that's it. That. No, nobody asked about
yeah,
that.
That's a good one.
Have you guys seen anything on Twitter on
I
that?
I have not.
Nope.
So maybe he'll just be in his regular role. I don't know.
Ian, that is a good point.
Nobody asked. Why?
So there you go. That's, by the way, it's been a while since we had that one. So we're all over the place this week. Somebody is going to have a good week, and somebody is not, right? There's going to be a shuffle in the standings for sure, because we are all over the place on this week's Pick 6. We will come back. Shane and Al, you guys will lead things off. Remember, we haven't done our top shelves.
Oh, yeah. Top shelf for me, I will go with the Cats.
I knew you were going to do that. Gosh, I knew you were going to do that. I don't love one like I have in the past. Willie, what do you got?
Notre Dame.
Gosh, you too. I don't want to repeat, but man.
What'd you say? You said Notre Dame?
He said Notre Dame. I'm not putting that much faith in Lane. I'm just going to have to double up. I'm sorry. I'm going to go Kentucky at home.
I thought about the Titans, but I feel better about Kentucky.
I don't love one where I jump out there and say this is definitely my top shelf. So I'll go Kentucky, Ian. All right, Shane, Al, you guys will get two top shelves.
Let's get more. Come on,
you call in. You get two top shelves. If you play along on our website, thegamenashville.com, which is perfectly fine, but you only get one top shelf. Rolling Stone tickets on the line, but you're going to need to get involved. We'll come back, get your phone calls next here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. If you're looking for a place to hang on Sunday, Corner Pub in Brentwood, that's your place. Our pregame show from 9:30 until 11:30 in the morning, getting you ready for the Titans and the Jets. At the Corner Pub in Brentwood. It's a great place to hang. I've spent many, many times at Corner Pub in Brentwood. Our NFL pregame show is brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. So you can go over there and listen to Jared Stillman and Mark Howard and Forever Titan Chris Sanders. And then hang out, watch the Titans, Jets, and all the other games in the league. So keep that in mind if you're in the Brentwood area on Sunday. All right, to the phones we go.
Hey, real quick, let me point this out. Looking at sports books during the break, the Titans, Jets line, BetMGM still has them at Titans as a 7-point favorite, but most others going to 6.5. FanDuel has them at 6. So that line moving.
Well, the news is just now getting out, so. Not surprised at all. We've got loaded lines, 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Rolling Stones tickets on the line at Nissan Stadium next Saturday to this week's winner. Let's start things off with Shane. You're first up. Welcome in.
How's it going, guys?
All right. We're doing well, Shane. Let's make you a winner or try to here. Cincinnati at Notre Dame. That is a pick 'em.
I'm going to get Cincy.
All right, he takes Cincy. Ole Miss at Alabama. Alabama laying 14.5.
Ole Miss, they're too much firepower.
Florida at Kentucky. Kentucky plus 7.5.
Taking Florida, and that's my double top shelf.
Ooh. Double top shelf, laying the 7.5. Titans at the Jets. Jets plus 6.5. Also need the game total.
Titans and 48.
Titans defensive interceptions, A, over 1.5 for 2, or B, under 1.5 for 1?
Over.
Titans leader in receptions. You can go anywhere with this for 2 points if it hits. What player do you have?
That'll give me Henry.
He's taking Derrick Henry.
Taking Keen Henry. All right, Shane, good luck. Have a great weekend.
One up this time. Y'all too. See you guys.
All right. Shane is locked in. Let's go to Al. Al, you're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure to be on the DDC. How is everybody?
Great.
We're doing well. We are doing well. All right, Cincy at Notre Dame. Oh, go ahead, Willie. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, we'll flip-flop this week. Okay, Al, Cincy at Notre Dame. The Bearcats are a pick 'em at South Bend. A huge game.
Let's do the Fighting Irish. Let's go ahead and double-top it. Let's get it over with.
Wow. Very confident. Very okay. confident. All right, Ole Miss going to Tuscaloosa, and they're getting 14.5.
Well, let's go with Ole Miss. Now, I got a son up there, down there in Alabama, but I think it's going to be a shootout. Let's go Ole Miss with those points.
Okay. Florida is going up to Lexington to take on the Wildcats. Kentucky, the 7.5-point home dog.
Come on, this is easy, Darren. This is easy. It's Kentucky. You're going to give me 7.5, Kentucky. That was for Darren. I know I'm talking to Willie. Just saying that for Darren.
I love the confidence.
All right, the Titans.
I have been very angry over those games over the years.
Hey, forget about 33-1. That's over. It's going to be 33-2.
I like it.
All right, so Darren, let me just double check on this. The Titans, you moved this line to 6.5, correct?
6.5. Mm-hmm.
Titans against the Jets. Titans minus 6.5 on the road, and also minus Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, and Bud Dupree, and Brett Kern.
Yeah, I flipped on this one a few minutes ago getting all the info, but I'll take the game total at 40. And I'm going to take the Jets. I actually got a bad feeling here, guys. You know, I'm a founding father. I'm a Titans PSL, but I don't feel good about this one at all. But if I'll take the point, 6.5. I'll take the Jets.
Okay. How many interceptions will the Titans defense pick up? If you go A, over 1.5, you get double points. If you go B, under 1.5, you just get the 1 point.
I'm going to go under 1.5.
All right. And who will be the Titans' leader in pass receptions with this motley crew?
My first gut was Ferkser once I heard he was back in the swing of things here. But so I guess I'm going to stick with my instincts. I'm going to go Ferkser.
Ferk.
All right.
Put him on the board.
Hope you win, Dave. I'm rooting for you.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. All right. Let's see. Dave's locked in. Al, sorry. I just called him Dave. Al.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was confused.
I know. Sorry. My apologies. I was trying to do three things at once. My apologies,
That's
Al.
Dangerous.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're up next here on Pick Six. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
All right, Dave. Cincinnati at Notre Dame. It's a pick 'em.
I'm going to take Notre Dame on this one.
Ole Miss at Alabama. Ole Miss getting 14.5.
Well, everybody's liking Ole Miss. Let's take Alabama.
He goes with the Tide. Florida at Kentucky. Kentucky plus 7.5.
I'm going to Florida. It's going to be one of my top shelves.
Titans at the Jets. Jets plus 6.5 and need the game total.
All right. I kind of wish you hadn't put this game on there. But we'll take Titans.
All right. And then the game total.
Oh, title 43.
Titans interceptions on defense. A, over 1.5 for 2, or B, under 1.5 for 1?
So we're taking under on that.
Titans leader in receptions. You can go anywhere you want with it for 2 points.
Right. So we'll take Derrick Henry. I guess I need another top shelf, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take the interceptions on the under.
Okay. He takes the under.
So why did you not want the Titans Jets to be on there? You don't have a good feeling about it?
Oh, well, you guys keep rolling through the people that are out. No, I don't have a good feeling about it, but the Jets are just a bad football team. Okay. And the Titans found a way last week, and I think they'll find a way again.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a good week.
Thank you.
It is interesting. They essentially won. Of course, Julio Jones did give them some stuff in the first half, right? He had a good half. But for the most part, the only really big, significant guy they've added to the list is Kern.
Yeah,
they pretty much won the game without all these
Bud
guys
Dupree
last
just
week.
Dressed. He didn't play.
He didn't play a single play.
No.
A.J. Brown played 10 plays and didn't make a single catch.
Yep. He's targeted twice. Let's go to Andrew. You're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Who's got it?
I got it. Cincinnati, right. Notre Dame.
Cincinnati. Nobody wants to see Notre Dame win that game.
It's a dead pick 'em. You got the Bearcats. How about Alabama minus 14.5 against Ole Miss?
Roll Tide.
He likes the Roll Tide. Florida at Kentucky. Is Florida the real deal? They are a 7.5-point favorite.
Kentucky by double digits.
Kentucky by double digits?
Yep.
Okay. What? Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, remember that. Guys, remember. Andrew is the one who called in and said Kentucky by double digits if that happens.
All right. Next up, Titans, Jets. Jets are a 6.5-point home dog. We need your game total.
Titans, 49.
The Titans plus 6.5 and the game total of 49. How many interceptions will the Titans defense pick up?
Over 1.5.
Over 1.5, you're going for 2. And then finally, who will lead the Titans in pass receptions?
Chester Rogers, double top shelf.
Oh.
Whoa. So that would be for 4?
No, for 3. Oh, no, for 4. For 4. Good math. Good math skills, Chase. Nice. There you go.
Wasn't great at math, but
wow. Okay. Good luck.
Just making sure you're paying attention there, big guy.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Wow. Chester Rogers, double top shelf?
He's going to play the same role he's been playing. He's probably the only guy that is in that spot amongst the receivers.
I heard a phrase last night, which, you know, Scott Van Pelt is very good at, you know, taking phrases you can't say on TV and turning them into phrases you can say on TV. And he was talking about a game in his winner's segment that he didn't have the minerals to touch. And I thought that was good. That took minerals right there. That was good. That was very good.
By the way, they started off SportsCenter last night with just a bad graphic after the Miami-Florida-Virginia game. And it never changed. It was really, really awkward. But he does such a good job, right, in those really, really awkward, like they put up a bad graphic. It was wrong. He's like telling them on live television, hey, take that down, refresh, change it. And it just stayed up there, and it stayed up there. It was so weird. But he's good at that, right? I mean, he's been doing it a long time. He's very good at handling a very, very awkward live television moment. I know probably a lot of people didn't see that, but I
know. No, I know what you're talking about. He's a pro.
Yeah, let's go to Greg. You're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Evening.
Hey, Greg.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello. All right, let's go Cincinnati Notre Dame as a pick 'em.
I would like to go Cincinnati for 4th, but everybody wants them to beat Notre Dame. I don't see them beating Notre Dame.
He said he takes the Irish. Okay. Ole Miss at Alabama. Alabama laying 14.5.
I'm going to go Ole Miss just because I remember last time they played, it was almost a shootout all the way up to like the middle of the 4th quarter.
All right. Florida, Kentucky. Kentucky plus 7.5.
I would like to go Kentucky, but I have to go Florida.
Titans at the Jets. Jets plus 6.5, also need the game total.
Titans, 45.
Titans defensive interceptions. A, over 1.5 for 2. B, under 1.5 for 1.
I am going to go B.
Titans leader in receptions. Who you got?
I got Henry. I think they're going to do short passes to him all day just to get him going.
For 2 points. Two top shelves.
The Alabama Ole Miss is one, and then Henry being the other one.
All right. Okay. All right, Greg. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
A lot of people going on that last one as a, listen, with a top shelf.
It's a good guess. I think y'all are going to be wrong. I don't. He can't do everything. Like, you're going to have somebody else step up.
One would think. So, but you don't know. You don't know. I think this one's really intriguing to see how it actually is going to play out. All right, let's go to Kevin. You're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
We groovy.
Kevin, are you ready to compete? I mean, let's get the mindset here.
Are you ready?
Notre Dame hosting Cincinnati. Important game, setting the table for the weeks to come.
I think Cincinnati's going to dominate this game, and I'm taking Cincinnati. I'm making that my top shelf.
Ole Miss at Alabama.
I will take Ole Miss in the points.
All right, that's 14.5 to be exact. Kentucky hosting Florida as the home dog.
Man, this is a tough one. This is a real tough one, but I'm gonna give it to Florida. I think they cover late in this game.
All right. 7.5 points. Titans, Jets. Jets getting 6.5. We need a game total as well.
I'm going to take the Jets to cover. I don't like that pick, but I'm going to take the Jets to cover. And it's going to be a low-scoring affair, so I'm going to say 41.
How many defensive interceptions for the Titans? Over 1.5, under 1.5?
Over 1.5. I think Wilson continues his streak of picks.
Okay, and that would get you an extra point. Titans leader in receptions. Who will it be?
I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Did we get two top shelves or just one?
I think just one, but I'm going to make Derrick Henry my second top shelf.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
If Cincinnati dominates, like Kevin just said, will we hear about Randy showing up in Chicago Saturday night?
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, Ryan's wife, Amanda, might be making phone calls to his friends here to go to Notre Dame, to go to South Bend to check on him.
Yeah, I have a feeling if Cincinnati dominates, Randy Porch shows up.
Like, he might call out Monday.
Yeah, could be bad. Let's go to DK. DK, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. All right, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, it's a pick 'em.
I'll take Notre Dame, a top shelf.
There's one top shelf. Ole Miss, the Rebels, at the Crimson Tide of Alabama. 14.5 is the spread.
I'll take Ole Miss on the points.
Florida at Kentucky. Kentucky plus 7.5.
I'm going to go with Florida and make that a top shelf.
Okay. The current Titans at the former Titans, now known as the Jets, plus 6.5. Also need the game total.
I'm torn up on this one. I'm going to go with the Jets and 39.
Low scoring. Titans defensive interceptions, A, over 1.5 for 2, or B, under 1.5 for 1?
I'll say under.
Titans leader in receptions for 2 points. You can go wherever you'd like.
What's the guy's name that's Okandaya or whatever it is?
Ola Adini?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, he's a defensive player.
No, I was talking about the receiver. No, they got the
Westbrook
Akina.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I want to use that guy.
Okay. NWI.
Yes.
All right. Did we get two top shelves or just one?
No, I got two.
Got two. Okay. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get the rest of you off the air. We'll get you locked in. You will get your two top shelves. We'll come back. We'll get our best shots of the week. Close up shop here on this Friday. But first, Willie, you're going to tell everybody about the Preds.
Well, the Preds, they have their preseason opener tomorrow night. And that means, in fact, I saw the tweet today, 13 days away from the regular season opener. So Yakov Trenin away from starting the regular season. And they want you to know about all the great ticket deals that are out there at your disposal if you'd like to check them out. Remember, 6 home games right off the bat in the month of October. We're going to dive right in there. So get down to Smashville. I can't tell you how much I miss the fans. We went through such a long period of time where the fans couldn't come down there in the big numbers. Finally, during the playoffs, you got to see what Smashville is like. So it's going to be great to have everybody back down there and have that kind of atmosphere that is so much fun every night. So come on down. Be a part of it. The Loyal Legion, just go to NashvillePredators.com/tickets and find out the best ticket package for you and your family. And then go from there, because you get all kinds of great benefits when you do that, including access to the outdoor Stadium Series game on February 26th against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The only way right now that you can guarantee you'll be in there is to be a member of the Loyal Legion, a partial or full season ticket holder. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. And remember, for single game tickets, they're on sale as well. Jump in at Ticketmaster.com and take a look at all that's out there. but it's almost here. Another great season of Nashville Predators hockey. We'll see you in Smashville.
Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. Our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD. Products curated for life. Let's go on and get in our best shots of the week. Paul Feinbaum.
Well, I think overall it's been the best story in college football. Last year the Razorbacks only won three games, but it seemed like more because they had at least two and maybe three games that were either taken from them by the officials or they blew at the end. But beating Texas was significant. Being out there that weekend, you could feel the tide changing. A&M was psychological. But I don't think Arkansas really is in the same league as Alabama and Georgia. And you know, that's not meant really to be disrespectful. But I don't see them winning the game this week. And then we'll see, because after this week, they deal with Ole Miss. And that's another intriguing matchup. And obviously still have to take on Alabama toward the end of the year. So what you see now in terms of record and ranking, I don't think will last very long.
If you watch the whole thing. So I can't really figure out what Auburn is exactly.
I think they're pretty average is what they are. And again, that not that really matters a lot, but I just back to Tennessee, and I know I sound like a disgruntled alum, but I hope we go to a point in time when Tennessee fans are not saying, you know what, we really competed well, and if it wasn't for a drop pass here and there, I don't think it would have been a 24-point loss to Florida. I mean, somewhere when I hear that, I kind of feel General Nealand rolling over in his grave.
The head coach, John Hines.
I think what you see from a coach's perspective is you always know the on-ice stuff, but the off-ice things. He was a resource for everybody. He had great inputs. He had so much experience. You know, I think he helped players. He was a sounding board for coaches and just, you know, all around, I think, as we all know, an all-around, you know, great, great human being. So he's certainly see the void. But it is an opportunity for other guys to be able to step up in that situation. And a lot of guys have learned from Pex. And that's now it's their time to be able to take what they've learned from him and bring that into our team. Juice, you know, Juice has really matured in my time here. I think one of the things to really mention is, you know, he does have a different confidence about him. His demeanor, he knows that it's his net. I think he's had he doesn't have this false confidence. He's really earned it. Over the last couple of years, he's really had to take... So he took over the starting role. He had to fight for the starting role. He's played in some playoff games. He's played multiple games in a row. He's had he understands what it means to be a starter now. And I think he's had a really good offseason.
Yeah, just so you know, Pete Weber was calling him something different on Sunday. So just a heads up.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Well, Afanasyev is what I've been
I know, told. But that's not what Pete was saying. I'm just telling you what the master was saying.
Okay.
By the way, he was on that first line with Sissons and Cole Smith in game two. But, yeah, that's not.
What was he calling him then?
He wasn't calling him what you're saying.
But what was he saying?
I'm not sure. This wasn't what you're saying.
That's what
saying.
I thought.
Just wasn't what you're saying. I'm just telling you. Okay. Great Pete Weber was calling him something else.
I will investigate
that. I call him Igor.
Okay.
And he's cool with it. Yeah. I told him, I said, I'm just going to call you Igor.
He knows.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does.
I'm glad you're on first name basis.
Because we're already in that already. We've got one, you know, you're saying it one way, Pete's saying it, we're already there.
And so you're just not saying it. I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, I'm just wait.
Okay. Well, how's it going?
Very scary.
Good. Afanasyev? Igor. Hey, Chase.
Hold on.
There you go.
Igor, how do you say it?
Afanasyev. So okay. I'm right.
Oh, he just Igor
Afanasyev
just came over and told us that's the way to say it.
That's it. We got
okay. Igor, thank you.
We've confirmed it.
Appreciate it. I mean,
that could be a good thing. But in the meantime, Darren, we continue on with the 64-ounce Cherry Coke and also the iced coffee.
Ice coffee
at the same time. That was just to me new ground. The overlap of the coffee and soft drink caffeine source.
Yes. Before we get to...
You're saying that's a jittery combination?
I'm just saying I just haven't seen that. I'm going to be observing Chase very closely today during the show.
If you're to give him a test during the break, you if you were a police officer, you may think he's on something.
My little
guess
jittery.
Is his eyes are going back and forth really fast.
Little jittery, yeah.
Paul,
the bobbleheads in front of Jace, he's going to have his own little bobblehead going.
Paul on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Can we compare and contrast athletic performance, i.e. batting practice and throwing the first pitch, to consuming 64 ounces of cherry Coke / iced coffee daily?
How would you answer that, Chase?
I'm not really sure those two have anything to do with each other. I mean,
no. I mean, he's
look.
He may be onto something. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Let me put it to you like
this. Let me
this.
Ask you something. He may be in a roundabout, very nice Southern way asking you, do you think it's healthy to start off your day with those two drinks? He's asking that.
It's probably not healthy.
Uh-huh,
and by the way,
not.
Greg says, tell Sir Adam to suck it, drink sweet tea.
That is awesome. Who texts that in?
Greg.
That is awesome. Good for you, Greg. If
Knowing
we had
people.
A prize.
I would just like to point out that we've opened the show talking about beverages, and more people care about that than they do the Titans and the Jets. So
I'm not sure that's true, but I do think we've... We've got to rein it back
I'm
in.
Not sure about
so
that.
to all the sports radio consultants out there, there you go.
That was an interesting start to the show yesterday, for sure.
So I could have taken that whole segment and put it in there, but
it was good.
Yeah. By the way, late addition to the list, Elijah, you're on the list for texting me at almost midnight last night saying, oh, hey, can you put together the best shots of the week? I forgot.
You just made the list.
So that's what I did before the show after I did some other, had to do some other
You did a nice job with it, though. That was good.
That was good.
Good stuff.
Very good. By the way, Willie, you right there, you could hear Igor right there.
That was great.
On the air. I even put the mic close to him and said, hey, say it in there.
Yeah.
And you heard him.
Afanasyev.
Yeah. I give Brooks Bratton credit because when Igor was first on the scene, the prospect camp right after he was drafted, he got that one down. That's when I first started practicing his name.
Yeah,
so, that was two years ago.
I have a feeling we're all going to be saying his name a lot. I'm just saying.
I think so.
Someday.
I'm just saying.
I think
he's
so.
A guy
should
be on the radar.
I didn't put
a timeline on it. I just said I think we're all going to be saying his name a lot.
We will. We will be saying his name. Darren, I'm setting you up here. Here we go. We're going to be saying his name a lot in
Afanasyev.
There you go. In our pre and post game show, which will be where now?
At the old, former Patron Platinum Club.
Yes.
Where it all started.
Yeah, we have a new home. So it's pretty cool.
It started up there, right, Willie? And then moved downstairs by the windows and then into Barrel House, now back up where it originally started.
But this will be the first full broadcast up there because
we
used to move up there just for the
post
game.
Yes. That's true.
So this is breaking new ground.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. It was always down there by the window full time, and then it went post game upstairs. Then we went to Barrel House. We've been to Barrel House last 5 seasons, is that right, Chase? Five or six. That will do it for our show today. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the weather. Continue to be safe. We want you back with us. Monday we'll have tons of things to digest, discuss. We'll be happy. We'll be sad. Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will see you then.